Welcome to The Journey, Season 2. Season 1 was your journey to Jesus, and that was to find Jesus Christ as your Savior. Season 2 is the journey with Jesus. It answers the question, now that I'm saved, now what? I had the privilege in 2017 of going on a tour of Israel, and it was amazing to be in those places where Jesus Christ walked and where Jesus Christ ministered. And other than Jerusalem, my favorite region was the northern region, and specifically the Sea of Galilee. And all these stories that took place as Jesus ministered in these villages. And one time as he crossed from Capernaum across the Sea of Galilee to the other side, on that side there was a place that was a cemetery as they landed. And it's not what we think of as a cemetery. It's actually limestone caves. And there he met a man that had a great need in his life, and Jesus Christ set him free and told him, now go and tell others what I did for you. And the story is found in Luke chapter 8, and beginning in verse 26, it says, and they arrived at the country of the Gadareans, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man. It's interesting in the Bible when it uses a term like that, a certain man. Jesus Christ never encountered anybody by accident. I call it a divine appointment. Other people call it a divine appointment. And if God has worked in your life and brought you to saving faith, God reached out to you specifically at that point in time and interest in you. This man had devils a long time. He wear no clothes, neither abode in any house but in the tombs. And this man was an outcast of society because of his demon possession. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, or the devils cried out in him, and he fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, the Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. Now Jesus Christ has ultimate authority. He is over everything. And he had commanded those unclean spirits to come out of that man. For oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. And he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. Men had tried. And there are certainly people like that within our society that have beasts within them, demons within them, whether the demon of drink, the demon of drugs, the demon of sex and perversion. And those things are destroying that man's life and making him an outcast of society. And they certainly are things that people have maybe tried even to help humanly. To bring those things into bondage, and yet those bonds are just broken by the power of that demon that's within. And he was driven of the devil into the wilderness, and Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep, and there was there an herd of swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man, entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. And as we were there on that side of the Sea of Galilee, looking at that, what is really a big freshwater lake that you can see across, there was a steep pitch to the land right there, and you could picture this herd of 2,000 swine going down into that sea. And when they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And it's amazing what men had tried to do by bondage and trying to force those things under submission. Jesus Christ set the man free by driving those demons out of the man and delivering the man. Here is that man who is no longer naked and ashamed, but he's clothed and he's in his right mind and he's sitting there at the feet of Jesus, just taking in the preciousness of who Jesus is. And when they saw that, they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devil was healed. And the whole multitude of the country, the Gadareans, round about besought him to depart from them. That's very sad. The world's not excited about this kind of thing taking place. They didn't care about the man. They cared about the prophet. They didn't care about the soul. They cared about what they could make financially, a profit financially. And so they came to Jesus and they sought to get Jesus to leave them. For they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with them. It's a very precious thing to see the heart of this man regenerated and loving life and loving the Lord Jesus Christ who set him free, and just going to Jesus and saying, Jesus, I just want to stay with you. But Jesus sent him away saying, return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee. It's a very precious thing today. If Jesus Christ has set you free from addiction, set you free from sin, set you free from a life that was hopeless and in despair, and has delivered you, to go back to your own house and to talk to them and to speak to them about what Jesus Christ has done in your life. And the Bible says, and he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. This man was from a region called Decapolis, meaning 10 cities. And this man went back as a missionary to his home cities, people that would have known him in his sin, in his bondage, in his despair, that would now see him clothed and in his right mind. They would have a living testimony to the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to set free. You know what our world needs, what here in Scotland, as I sit here, needs is the testimony to them, not just of the truth of the Word of God, but of a living testimony, somebody that has been set free by the Lord Jesus Christ telling them, you know what, God did this for me. He set me free. I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. He died on the cross for me. He didn't stay in the grave. He rose from the dead. He took away the wrath of God for my sin, and he cleansed me with his precious blood. And Jesus Christ can do the same thing for you. I'm a living testimony before you of the grace of God. Are you saved today? Tell others.